Unit 10, pages 219 to 220.
Reading. From Grandpa, grandpa@123.com. To Larry. Subject, my first email. Dear Larry, congratulate me. I've finally done it. I have email, and you're the first person I'm writing to. Now you can't call me old-fashioned anymore, can you? I know you think I'm old-fashioned. After all, I don't use any of those new means of communication that you kids use. I don't even remember what they're called, but I've heard people talk about one of them, Facebook. But, believe it or not, I've lived a long and happy life without them so far. Do you ever wonder how we, the older generation, managed without all those new gadgets and programs? If you think we felt deprived, you're wrong. Even though we didn't have smartphones or computers or internet, we communicated very well. We actually talked to each other face to face, and we went to each other's houses. We used to sit together and discuss things, movies we had seen and books we had read. And we could see each other's facial expressions and didn't have to guess or read the other person's messages to know what he or she was thinking or feeling. As for material things, we owned a lot less than you do. We didn't have so much stuff. In fact, I suppose by your standards, we were kind of poor. But we didn't care. First of all, everybody else around us was poor too, so we didn't feel poor. All of us, my brothers and sisters and me, shared the same room, and we had a great time fooling around and talking about everything. Can you imagine you and your brothers in the same room for more than 10 minutes without fighting? Believe me, we had a good time. We used to play outside, basketball, or games we invented for ourselves. And parties were real parties, where we danced and had fun. Do you? I've seen your generation getting together but not talking to each other. Just sitting with your smartphones, talking and texting and playing games with friends who aren't even sitting with you. Do you ever have conversations? To us, it looks as if those gadgets are the only thing you kids have in common. And we didn't spend time at the mall shopping because there weren't any malls. We only went to the store when we had to get necessities. When we ran out of food, we bought more, and we paid in cash, not by credit card. When we grew out of our clothes, we used to pass them on to the younger kids and get new ones. We didn't used to buy expensive clothes. Whoever paid attention to brand names? Silly as it may sound, my mom used to sit at night and mend our torn clothes. But don't pity me. I didn't mind wearing clothes that my mom had mended or my older brother had worn. Somehow, I felt just fine with that. Can you imagine living like that? For your generation, shopping is a form of entertainment. You kids often go to the mall just because you have nothing else to do. And then you shop, not because you really need anything, but just because you're there. And while you're there, you get hungry, so you buy snacks. And even at school, you sometimes buy food at the cafeteria, or go to the nearest kiosk to get a sandwich. Can you imagine? I actually ate sandwiches that my mum made, and I loved them. It's not that I'm asking you to go back in time. I just want you to understand my point of view. I'm only saying that we were happy in our own outdated way. Sorry for going on so much. I guess I wanted to put everything into my first email. Now it's your turn, Larry. I am looking forward to getting an answer from you. If you have any recent photos, please send them. I'd love to see how much you've grown since I last saw you. The truth is, I'd rather see you face to face. When are you coming to visit me? Yours, Grandpa.